This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is Entirely Unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. I'm Lindsay Roberts. Welcome to this podcast, Entirely Unconventional. And we are talking today about Discover Your True Strength, Choosing to Thrive in the Midst of Life's Challenges, my brand new book. And I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Lee. And we want to talk to you about an interesting thing in the first beginning of this book. Mm-hmm. We're talking about three scriptures: be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Mm-hmm. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. That was the premise of the three scriptures that kind of built the book around mm-hmm. those three scriptures. So one of the things I have been getting all kinds of questions about were the things I called strength stealers. Mm-hmm. Because so many times we are totally unaware of things that are literally zapping our spiritual strength mm-hmm. and we don't even realize it. Well, the flip side of that is strength builders.
Right.
And sometimes there's strength builders just waiting for us to discover, mm-hmm. but it's the same thing. They might be like right in your face, but we're not paying enough attention to them to really understand about how we can pray for a strength builder, locate a strength builder,
right.
or be maybe more keenly aware mm-hmm. of strength builders. So I know certain strength stealers in my life, mm-hmm. and that may be something like time management, or if I don't make a list, mm-hmm. or you know, getting tired of something, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But strength builders, Melissa, what would you think came to your mind if I said, oh, give me three strength builders?
Okay. Well, I knew exactly what scripture I wanted to go to.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Because I'm always mesmerized by this. It's in Jude.
Okay.
And it says, but you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. And it says, pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and here with me and my eyeballs again, and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love. Okay.
Yes.
But the part, just even as a little girl, and this is, I'm reading out of NLT. Sorry, uh-huh. Poppy.
Poppy Ray, her dad. not his favorite.
Right.
You know, it's, well,
he's a King
favorites.
James man.
But that's
in
it.
In the version
I like
that
I
grew up to, me too. I was just, somebody was just preaching and I'm like, what is that? It was the Passion version.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, but it was like, build yourself up daily.
Yeah.
And it was praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. So as a little girl, I just remember knowing that I wanted to be strong.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't think I quite wrap my brain around that part of what that, but I just knew there was something in the Bible.
Yeah.
That said, this is what you do.
Yes.
Building yourself up. So to me, when you said strength builders, that is instantly, because sometimes, Lindsay, I don't know exactly what to pray.
Yeah, we know not what to pray for as we ought, mm-hmm. the Bible says.
So praying in the Spirit for me, right?
Yeah.
Is one of my strengths. That to me is the crux of my
So then is the
strength.
Converse of that true, that if you don't, it could possibly be a strength stealer?
Well, if I'm not in prayer, I actually taught, I do women's ministry, and it was the sin of prayerlessness. We don't like that.
Exactly.
And I'm not talking about praying for, you know, like going out and praying in public. And
yeah.
I'm talking about, am I leading a prayerful life? Am
I laying like a daily devotional to yourself, so to
and
speak.
And just like praying about the things that are happening in the world.
You know, when I think of strength builders, I also think in strength builders and strength stealers of who we surround ourselves mm-hmm. with. Remember, I wrote that little book, little tiny book, but it's got my favorite little cover on it called The Company You Keep.
Mm-hmm.
And on
so
the back,
important.
It says, the company you keep is the company that's keeping you.
Right.
Sometimes I'm not huge on like getting totally wrapped up in the news and wrapped mm-hmm, up in social mm-hmm. media. But I can tell you this, mm-hmm. there are days when I think,
was I on screen that long? Mm-hmm. Did I look at the clock and did I maybe even
how did that
waste
happen?
Time? Yes. Or so that can be a strength stealer mm-hmm. when if that time were properly spent, spiritually mm-hmm. speaking, mm-hmm. it could have been a strength builder. Mm-hmm. And I think we're unaware of certain things. I like to be, can I just say, have my energy diverted sometimes where I get a little brain break.
Right.
But it can't be a strength stealer.
Right. My biggest strength stealer would probably be distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and it's not something that's awful, but just getting distracted by, I don't know, it could be by reading. It could be, and I love reading.
Yeah.
And I love books. I don't think you waste your brain cells when you're reading. Yeah. I think it's good for us. But if I'm just perusing, say, social media or just magazine after magazine, and listen, we all need downtime.
Yeah.
And we all need something.
A brain break,
yeah,
I call it.
Just what you said. But am I distracting myself to avoid the hard things?
Yeah.
Or do you know what I mean? That can be, for me, that can be, or to numbing myself out on entertainment, if you will, those kind of distractions.
I have one of the weirdest strength stealer / strength builder. And I know people will giggle on this. One of my greatest strength builders.
Okay.
You'll laugh. Is making a list.
I agree. I agree with
because
that.
It keeps me on task.
Right.
It keeps me on track.
And when you're like juggling a million plates, we got to list them. You know what I mean?
And
list the things.
A strength stealer would be if I, you know, they say, I guess this is how to say it, fly by the seat of my pants.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take the time to listen to the Holy Spirit or set the schedule or set the day. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm so rigid I can't be flexible, but in some ways it allows me not to have a distraction of great magnitude come in. Mm-hmm. Like if I say to myself, okay, I have 1 hour to do this. Mm-hmm. I had a task that it was actually for Richard. And I called this company for him, and it was a major company. And it was just like, they were sending us stuff that I thought, no, this is really wrong. And it really was wrong. And I knew it. And it was kind of kooky because it was like a bill. And I'm like, no, this isn't even us. We're not this person. It's not even our insurance company. I mean, it didn't make any sense.
Right, right.
But I didn't write it down. And I didn't pay attention to the list. And I was going through some mail and I'm like, oh, gracious. Mm-hmm. I'm totally discombobulated about this. Mm-hmm. Now, had I written it down and organized it, it wouldn't have been
addressed
the magnitude.
It.
I could have addressed it right away. Mm-hmm. That may sound silly, but what it did was cause it to be a strength stealer. Mm-hmm. I was wasting so much time on hold for so long that it became a task I didn't want. And it became a strength, something so simple could be messed up so easily.
Right.
And I think if we follow some more structure, because the Bible is honestly, write the vision down, make it
plain. Lindsay, I think that's such a good point. Being intentional takes intent. We have to the making the list. Okay. Well, this is a perfect segue. We are all these precious moms are heading into school.
They are.
Starting school through the heat wave. Do you know what I laugh
Oklahoma
about?
Oklahoma in July and August is warm.
Well, I always laugh because we'd get our school clothes. So in our minds, we're thinking fall.
Yeah.
So much so that every year when my son started school, he loves pumpkin pie. I'd make him a pumpkin pie. Girl, we should have been out floating in the pool, girl, eating a pumpkin pie.
It's the truth.
Sweating. You know?
Yes. In 100 degrees,
but
the heat index of 110.
So it's like a change of season coming up, right? But also all the new schedules. It's like raining everything. I know I see my girls with their kids raining back in on, we need to get to bed a little earlier. So that kind of being intentional. So what would your advice be for all these, like the new season, the new school year coming up? What if you were sitting down with a group of moms right now, what would your suggestion be for them to to help become a strength builder, because it's not just for them, it's for their kids. And you and I know that we set the tone in our families, right? Yep. So what tone, what could a mom do right now, a back to school mama?
You're going to giggle probably, but it's maybe something that a bunch of people had never actually taken the time to write down and make it an intentional strength builder. May sound silly, but if you're thinking about, okay, I got to have, maybe one takes the bus or maybe one has soccer practice. Or else. I am a list maker and I put it in the calendar and write it down. So I did this. I made an intentional, whether it's 16 pages in a book that I really like about scripture, whether it's maybe it's my monthly Bible reading or something like that. You know, I don't read it every month. I'm saying I do it every day, but this is, I set it up for the month.
Okay.
If I am careless, the cares of the day will build and build and build and build to where I get to ready to fall into bed at night. And I think, oh, wait a minute, I forgot this, or I didn't read. I wanted to read two chapters in that in Isaiah. You know what I'm saying? So I had to make sure, it may sound like I'm scheduling time with God. No, but I wanted to be very intentional.
Like almost setting goals?
Yes.
Okay, I like
that
this.
That my time with God was equally as important as the dentist. I mean, not that that's not important.
But no,
but
that it's on your calendar.
This is on my calendar.
Yes, I like Don't overlook that, Lindsay. I really like that.
And it's not because I'm trying to be rigid. But I was trying to be careful.
Right, right.
And I want to make absolute positive certain that I have spent time with God. So this is a weird thing that I do. I've never not done it this way. I get up in the morning, and the Bible says the steps of our of the righteous are ordered of God. Right. And that doesn't mean self-righteous. It means in right standing or doing it God's ways. When they say the righteousness of God, some translations call it God's ways of doing and being. And one of the things is if your steps are ordered in the morning, I say, Lord, order my steps and let me listen to what you're saying. Because if I do it before I go out of bed, I set a plan.
Right.
My granddaddy, Grandpa Charlie, that we've talked about, Grandpa Charlie used to say, if you feed your animals before you're feeding yourself, you'll never forget to feed your animals.
That's good.
And it was a routine that we always had to do first, and then we'd have dinner.
Right.
And it set a absolute precedent that to this day I do. Like a discipline maybe?
Yeah, a daily discipline. That's
so
good.
I think I have to discipline myself to start the day with, oh my goodness, I'm 3 minutes late. Oh my, well, that can be me all the time.
Right.
But no, I'm not putting my feet out of this bed until I've had a chat with the Lord of what would you like to do with my steps today, in addition to maybe my whole calendar.
Right, right.
Is there something that I want to make certain, Lord, that you'd like me to see, say, do, hear, go? And I think if I'll do that first, the rest of the day has the opportunity to fall in place.
That's good. That's good. I think of another thing for going back in my mind and seeing, like I said, we're in my, where I'm at right now, our little guy, our little grandson is starting school this week, and it's back school night tonight for parents and stuff. And so I watch my daughter and she's prepping the night before, and she does a good job because she works full time. Her husband works, they have two little guys. And so prepping the night before would be a strength builder for to set the tone for the whole family, down to what they're wearing, what they're going to eat for breakfast. And she's a busy girl, and she, you know, we like to fly by the seat of our pants because we're all spontaneous.
Yeah.
But you know what? Flying by the seat of your pants, like looking for shoes and pants in the morning on the way out the door when you're all trying to get to different places is not all it's cracked up to be.
you know what? I send that back to you because we had cubbies in our house, and people may say, oh, are you that rigid? Yes. Otherwise, I'm flaky. Sometimes
you ever tried
I forget
to find
everything
five
or
kids
I lose it.
Shoes. Yeah.
But I found the scripture in I really mean this, that God is not a God of chaos.
Right.
And if I'm not either list making or setting it out, I'm a big one to try and set it out the night before. Like, for example, where I was working today, I have this lunchbox that I put my little goofy stuff in it. And Chloe is a bread maker in our house. She went to culinary school and can make lovely bread. So I made it last night. And I had it all set out. And I also had my little lunchbox set out.
Yes.
And then I had a note on the refrigerator. Don't forget the freezer stuff.
Yes.
I find if I do that,
right,
I'm less chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And God is not a God of chaos.
Right.
He's a God of order. But I find if I am more orderly,
mm-hmm,
Melissa, I have more time.
You get so much more done. And yeah, for me, you alleviate so much frustration, Lindsay.
Yes.
Don't you think that?
It's a strength
builder. And we don't want to
have,
that is. And we don't want to set a frustrated tone in our house,
yeah,
to start the day off. And life is hard anyway.
Yeah.
So if you can do a little prep ahead of time and that strengthens,
yeah,
the unity in your family, the order in your family, to me, that is a strength builder. I'm not talking about it's going to be perfect all the time.
Yeah.
There's going to be a time where somebody can't find their shoe or their sock or their soccer pants or something. So,
well, I believe that the Bible is extremely spiritual, mm-hmm, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when Jesus talked, Melissa, he talked in parables.
Mm-hmm.
And those parables were earthly examples,
right,
to give, I guess you'd say, insight.
Spiritual insight.
Into spiritual,
absolutely,
things. So I think he loved to marry, mm-hmm, the spiritual and the practical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes I can be so practical,
yeah,
that I'm leaving some spiritual stuff out. Or sometimes I can be so, mm-hmm, spiritual,
mm-hmm,
that I'm leaving the practical out. And to be honest with you, I like to actually pencil, mm-hmm, in time to make absolute certain that I've read these three chapters, or I've, mm-hmm, done two chapters in the book of Isaiah, mm-hmm, or I've done, because I feel like it's, the more I can discipline myself,
right,
when the inevitable chaos comes,
right, right,
I have a little bit more of a handle, mm-hmm, by being spiritually set.
Nourished.
I've nourished myself, mm-hmm, spiritually.
I like it.
So that I can get through the rest of the day naturally.
I like that.
So that's my strength builder, strength stealer. So that's my opinion and your opinion. And we think that if you go get Discover Your True Strength,
right,
there's lots of places in there that in the back of the chapters, note to self.
Right.
Or in the way back, it's called strength builders.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we'll do that and do that kind of discipline of it, mm-hmm, where it's like, okay, I've read this, but how does that apply to me personally?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I truly think that it will help you get into that groove, especially like you said, young moms, mm-hmm, older moms, me mom,
grandma,
whatever, mm-hmm, coming into a routine that perhaps the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm,
can lay out the plan, write,
yeah,
the vision down, make it plain.
Right.
But God also said, I know the plans I have for you. Make a good godly plan,
mm-hmm,
and ask the Holy Spirit, now, how would you like to adjust this?
Right.
And I think he will.
That's great.
Book is called Discover Your True Strength, and I pray it's a blessing to you. You can get it by going to discoveryourtruestrength.com. And I thank you for being a part of Entirely Unconventional. We'll see you next time right here on Entirely Unconventional. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.